Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
What I mean by fallout is my compulsive masturbation is on full alert. It is a level 10. I'm always making sure that I'm charging things. I'm like religious about the fact that I do not want to run out of battery mid-session. First of all, I have to say this was probably the funniest, best, like first date ever. That kind of look where you question it, like he's too cute to be good in bed. People don't make out enough. I am a maker outer. I love to make out. Now he's got other punishments coming, but this is one of them. He has to wear my old collar. So you get to be my ex-dominance cum slut. You wear this collar as a punishment. There you go. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope your week is starting off fabulous. I know mine is so much fun stuff going on. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. I'm going to try not to laugh at myself. Guys, I do find myself very funny. I laugh at my own jokes. I do think I'm clever and and you're going to see that. You may disagree with me, but once I jump into some of these stories, you're either going to be like, what a bitch, or she's really funny. All right, where do I want to start? Oh, I know. Holy crap, you guys. The O shot. I just cannot say enough about it. And I feel like I'm talking about it so much because I talk about it a lot here. And I've also been talking about it, the fallout of it on the private podcast a lot. And what I mean by fallout is my compulsive masturbation is on full alert. It is a level 10, you guys. It's ridiculous. I thought they were joking, okay, when I was in the office and I'm reading this waiver I have to sign. You know, I read things. Most people don't read what they sign. No. I am not that person. I will sniff a contract up one side and down the other. I'm that girl. I definitely get into all the legalese and I want to know what I'm signing up for and what I'm agreeing to. So as I'm reading it, it gives you all of these ridiculous, well, I thought they were ridiculous. I'm like, they cannot be serious with this shit. Like, they have to be joking. Like, there's no way. How is that even possible? I'm trying to see if I can pull this up really fast. Like, what some of the things that they said. I thought I'd mentioned it on the show before, but like I said, I do get a little confused, you guys. There's certain things I just go full throttle with and really go deep with on the private podcast. A lot of really, if you think I'm personal on the public podcast, jump over to the private podcast. It's a whole nother world over there, you know, and I love to share just all kinds of naughtiness and debauchery. So if you're at all interested in that, which I think you should be, you should go to my website, curiousgirldiaries.com, and you can click on exclusive and you can jump in and join the private podcast. There's lots of juicy content, but I do get confused sometimes, I'll admit, for what I am talking about where, because I try not to repeat myself, but inevitably, you guys, it happens. Sorry. So bear with me, but I'm trying to find this funny picture I snapped of... yes, here it is. Okay. It says, I understand the risks associated with the proposed procedure to be. And then it says, there's a bunch of stuff, right? But here's what I've noticed. Here's what just stood out to me. Constant awareness of the G-spot, a sensation of always being sexually aroused, constant vaginal wetness, mental preoccupation of the G-spot, alteration of the function of the G-spot. Sexual function alteration. Okay, let me just tell you, yes. Yes, yes, and yes. All of it. They're so true. And you can see here when they try to say mental preoccupation of the G-spot, alteration of the function of the G-spot, sexual function alteration. They are trying every way possible to say you are going to become obsessed. The sensitivity level is going to skyrocket and you're going to want to constantly play with yourself like it's a new toy, like your clit and your G-spot. It's like the first time you've ever met. And you just have to masturbate yourself like crazy. That's what's been happening over here in my neck of the woods. I mean, I don't even know what to say for myself, you guys. I'm a fiend. I've literally turned into a masturbatory monster, a fiend. When I start my day, I'm like, toys are lined up by my bed, by my nightstand, just out, just like there they are, no shame. And I'm always making sure that I'm charging things. I'm like religious about the fact that I do not want to run out of battery mid-session. And with as much as I'm masturbating and as much as it's happening, it can be like 5 times in a day. And this is no joke. I'm not kidding. I went on a meet and greet the other day and I was 5 minutes late because I was masturbating. And I literally, you know, that shirt or that meme you see, sorry, I was late, I was masturbating. Like, that is true. That is so true for me right now. I was masturbating and I was actually like, yeah, 5 minutes late, a solid 5 minutes late because it was a last minute thought. I was already horny. I'd already had 4 orgasms and I just was like, let me do it like a guy, you know? I mean, they say to sort of don't they tell you guys to jack off before you go on a date, a first date so that, I don't know, you're mentally focused, you're not thinking about just ripping her clothes off. I guess that's what's behind it, right? So I thought, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. Let me clear the brain fog, like so that I can show up and be focused. But I also kind of honestly wanted to test if, oh, there's Nico. I've got some good Nico stuff. I can't wait to get to that. But I honestly thought that let me see if you guys like pick up on stuff. And I wanted to see if maybe this guy was picking up on my, I don't know, super sexiness, my sexual energy, my crazy girl prowess. I don't know. I'm not sure what I was hoping for. But first of all, this guy was really cute. And I think I'm going to have to call him Golden Retriever if I see him again. We're supposed to get together again. I hope we do. So we go and, you know, we're having a drink and we're just sitting there talking. First of all, I have to say, this was probably the funniest, best, like, first date ever, in the sense that this guy, we're on the same level with the humor. I don't know what, you know, when you find your like humor soulmate, like, I think he might be it, honestly. I have a very dry, I feel like, sarcastic, snarky, quick, quippy little comebacks kind of sense of humor. And boy, this guy he gave as good as he got and he gave it right back. And it was so funny. And I was belly laughing and he was belly laughing. Like when I make somebody laugh, I love that. But more so than that, if you can make me laugh, if we have good, you know, good humor back and forth, that is fucking sexy. Like, I love that. That just makes me turned on. So we're sitting there. And first of all, this guy is my type, 6'3". Looks like he just stepped off an L.L. Bean catalog. Total Americana. Gorgeous. Great bod. I mean, I like that boy next door, kind of cute. I mean, he's just cute. He's rocking the cute. I mean, I should say handsome. I mean, that doesn't really, cute doesn't sound sexy, but yeah, I mean, you know, I like the guys that you don't think they'd be freaks and then they're total freaks. Like that, he's kind of got that frat boy look. Kind of like, does this guy even know what he's doing in bed? I don't know. Like that kind of look where you question it, like, he's too cute to be good in bed. You know, like, he's not going to have to work very hard, or probably hasn't had to work very hard. So he might be bad in bed. But anyway, no, I don't actually know about his bedroom skills, but I would like to find out. But so, you know, I show up. I've, like I said, masturbated 5 times that day, once right before I got there. And I just wanted to see if that translated in some kind of sexual chemistry. But I don't know that it did. First, I mean, maybe the translation was the humor between us, because we definitely had a great time talking and he's fun. But the weirdest thing happened, you guys, like this has never happened. We go out to my car and, you know, he walks me out to my car and I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting like friend vibe. I don't really know other than I know this guy's really funny. I know we're vibing, but you know, it's not, the conversation's been pretty mellow. I mean, just like a genuine, not like a meet off a dating app kind of date, a sex positive dating app kind of date, just very much like a match.com first date, I would say. And then when I get to my car, you know, he comes up and I think, okay, he's going to give me a kiss, right? He gives me a kiss. I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to get some nice, you know, solid 7 of a kiss, you know, a nice frat boy kiss. No. Oh, no. He lays a whopper on me, a really good one. Now, the thing for me with kissing, you guys, is, first of all, I love it. People don't make out enough. I am a maker outer. I love to make out. I love all that tension and building, and I also love it during, I mean, hot, sexy, passionate kisses while you're fucking and just, or moaning in someone's mouth or kissing you while you're just feeling all that pleasure and just in the moment. Like, I love that. To me, that's super erotic, and it's just, it's that extra layer of passion that you just, it's like throwing gasoline on the fire. When it's already hot and you put that in there, oh my God, it just makes it. It just makes it. And I feel like people don't, there's not enough good, excellent kissers out there and people that enjoy it enough. So he laid this fucking fabulous kiss on me and I instantly, my clit that at this point really should be falling off my body because I've been abusing it so much with all the masturbation, like instantly gets blood flow, just boom, boom, boom. It's got its own heartbeat the second this guy starts kissing me. And I'm like, oh my God, I please let this guy want to see me again. Okay, so he's kissing me and then literally, you guys, he stops. I don't even think I get a word out. There's a couple kisses exchanged back and forth, really good ones. And then he just like turns and like hustles off to his car, like doesn't say anything, like goodbye. I mean, just goes. And I was like, oh, that was really weird. And I'm standing there for a second. I'm like, I just don't even know what to think about that. What just happened? Was that like a drive-by kissing? Like, what the fuck? So anyway, he does reach out. We have since touched base and we're going to be seeing each other, I guess, for lunch on Monday. So when this comes out, then we should have seen each other. But anyway, oh my gosh. We've talked since. I gave him shit and like, that is a first. That is going down in Curious Girl history. Like, I won't forget that. The guy that like ran from me. Maybe he could smell the masturbation on me. He's like, oh no, this one's a freak. Anyhow, that was the thing. Like, I wanted to see if, because, and I know this is kind of nasty, you guys, but I'd been masturbating all day. So it was kind of like, you know, my pussy was a little used, but I liked it. And I was like, I'm going to show up and I've just freshly masturbated. It's the 5th time. Let's see if this guy picks up on it. My scent, anything, something. Like, I don't know what I was hoping for. I was just really hoping that, like, this would be some sort of caveman primal lizard shit. And he would be like, something in his caveman brain would trigger and he'd be picking up on pheromones or something. I don't know. I don't know what I was hoping would happen, but it certainly wasn't that this guy would go running from me the second he stopped kissing me. Like, literally, you know, the 100-yard dash for his car. Oh my gosh. Okay. So there's one update there. Another one is, let's see, Jack and Jill. I haven't talked about them in a while. I actually didn't even talk about the last time we were all together, which was super hot. Oh my gosh. Jill wanted to sort of sit that one out and just watch and masturbate while we were fucking. Oh God. I need more of that. I mean, it's really hot. I want the reverse of it. I want to try the converse of it with them. Which I have done. I shouldn't say try, but usually I don't show up and say, okay, I want to just let, you know, you guys tease me. I want to be teased. I want to have to be the voyeur and watch and get me, you know, tease me and make me think that I just have to watch and I don't get to participate. And, you know, I just get to watch Jack just pounding Jill's gorgeous pussy. And she likes it hard. She's no joke. She's like, get to the pounding. I like to be warmed up. I'm a little bit more of like, hey, warm me up a little bit. We'll go to Pound Town in a minute, but let's just, you know, warm me up. I'm like a classic car. You don't just take it out cold. You gotta, you know, gotta be gentle, a little gentle with me. But once you get me going, like, I'm solid. So anyway, I was just like, oh my God, I was watching her, watching us. It is like live porn. And that's the way I love. That's the way Jill describes it. She's like, it's like live porn. I'm like, it so is. It so freaking is. And now, I mean, I get the attraction why all these couples want to meet up with other couples and swap and have sex with each other and do all that fun stuff. And I'm totally all about that too. I haven't actually like done that with a partner, like, you know, showed up and I'm still just been the unicorn, I guess. So I haven't done it in a, you know, met another couple with a partner and did a swap or even just they're fucking in the same room as me. Now I've been to sex parties, right, where that's going on, but I don't know. That's just something I think I want to investigate a little bit more. So hopefully in the near future I will, but oh my God. The last time we were all together, I mean, super hot. God, I came a lot. Jesus. There's something about that thruple dynamic, that energy. It's different and it's erotic and I really do enjoy it. And I really want to hopefully keep it going with Jack and Jill. And if not, I definitely am a proponent of it. I would definitely love to meet another couple at some point. If our thruple officially disbands, we're sort of on pause right now, but I am open. So, okay, the Nico stuff. This is super funny, you guys. I'm going to try to be serious about it when I tell you, because at first it sounds like a serious subject, but let me explain. Nico's in deep shit right now. He's in deep trouble. That guy knows that he is not supposed to touch my cock when I am not around. He's not supposed to jack it off. He's not supposed to even stroke it, try to get it aroused. It is not supposed to happen. Least of all, stick it in someone else without my permission, without first asking. I am the one that gives him pleasure. His orgasms belong to me. Well, Nico went on vacation and got some vacation pussy. Mm-hmm. Some little strumpet in a bar. When he told me, I was just like, okay, you're in trouble. Thank you for telling me. Number one, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate his honesty so much. And there's, you know what? There's absolutely no reason why he wouldn't, couldn't, and shouldn't be honest with me. And this is not a big deal in the sense that he did something really that, you know, that's a violation or anything like that. No, he's just, you know, we have an agreement and he broke the agreement, but he was a grown-up about it and told me straight away, didn't have to. He did. I'm super like, you know, that makes me happy. But he knows there's some punishments coming. So as we're going along, this instance comes up, this happening, this vacation pussy. But we're talking about other things. This comes up while we're talking about just how we want to move the DS dynamic in a certain direction, what he would like to have more of. And he then wants me to get him a collar. And as you guys know, I had a collar because I was a submissive to a dominant for several years. And I was a collared sub. And that's, if you've listened to my past episodes, you know, like, it's kind of a big deal. And I had all these debates with my friend Sir Inc. came on a lot, and we were debating on used collars. And there's quite the divide when it comes to this, I think, in the DS world between doms and subs. And some doms say, hey, it's my collar and whoever I give it to. And if I guess give it to someone, and then if we're not together anymore, then they keep the collar and then they'll like basically re-gift it, which quite frankly, I just think is complete and utter bullshit. And I would never accept a used collar. Like, that's an insult. I can't even believe it. So I hope you guys, the quick ones, you guys know where I'm going with this, right? So Nico's like, well, I'd really like a collar. And I'm like, hold on, you're in trouble. You're not going to get a collar. That's like, you have to earn that. That is special. And that's unique. And it means different things to different people. But, you know, it's not something I take lightly. And you just fucked up. Why are you asking me for a collar? I mean, you need to get your shit together. Like, really? Come on. You're in the doghouse right now, buddy. I can't believe you're transitioning to this subject. So I tell him, I'll tell you what, I have a collar. And it's one that somebody else gave me. And it says so-and-so's cum slut on it. And I'm going to put that on you. You are going to have to wear that until you graduate. That is my punishment. Now, he's got other punishments coming, but this is one of them. He has to wear my old collar that says, here's some guy's cum slut. I won't say, you guys, my old dominant, it has his name, you know, let's say Bob. It says Bob's cum slut. So you get to be my ex-dominant's cum slut. You wear this collar as a punishment. There you go. And when you graduate, when you do better, you can graduate. And so let this be a lesson. Let this be a warning to everyone out there thinking about getting some vacation pussy behind their dominant's back. You play stupid games, you'll win stupid prizes. So his prize, he's not good enough to be my cum slut. He has to earn that. He's not even close to earning that, but he can be Bob's cum slut. I'm quite amused with myself. I mean, when I first came up with this idea, you guys, I literally could not stop laughing. I, by myself, alone, belly laughed out loud in the house, completely alone. I just felt that I was so funny. I mean, I couldn't get enough of it. So that's one of his punishments. And I'm thinking of other ways. I've got to think of other ways to punish him. So what I want from you guys, from my lovely, lovely listeners, is how should I punish Nico for the vacation pussy incident? This will forever be referred to as the vacation pussy incident. And I'm not going to let him live it down easily. This is the thing with us women, guys. In case you don't know, we have very long, long, long memories. So I know I'll recycle this one, you know, however long Nico's around, like, I will recirculate this one from time to time. or I'll use it as a cautionary tale. Like, yeah, I mean, that might be some vacation pussy thinking right there. You might want to hold off. I wouldn't do it. Not a good idea. Remember what happened? You're wearing some dude's collar. That says you're his slut because you're not. Right now, you don't deserve to be my slut. I'm going to push you down the ladder and you have been demoted. And now you're some other guy's slut, unbeknownst to him. He's got a new sub. So now I have to think about what else Nico has to do. I mean, it could be so many orgasms. It could be, I mean, it can't be that he has to give me, right? But he enjoys that. He really enjoys that. So it has to be something kind of devious, kind of fun. You guys get my sense of humor. It's a little twisted, you know, making him wear someone else's collar. And the second he walks through the door, he's got to get on his knees and I'm going to put that on him. And then he's just got to start munching away. I mean, literally walk, do not run, and put your mouth right on my pussy. Just go for it. Start making amends right here, right now. That'll be number one, but I don't know. So I'm coming up with some nasty little ideas, some fun little ideas. And actually, I do want them to be more like punishments than punishments, because don't tell him, guys, but I'm not that upset. I'm actually proud that he told me. I'm like, thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, what a nice guy. Honestly, not only is this guy sexy as fuck, I mean, he is so goddamn sexy. Oh my God. Seriously, I just have to brag on him for 1 second. His body is so delicious. And he is so fucking hot. His face, he's just, he does make my heart go pitter patter. I'm not joking. I mean, I remember the first time I saw him and I was just like, no way, no way. He looks as good, if not better, than his pictures. And I just, like, I remember that moment when I came out of, when he met me. You know, you guys, if you've listened to that story, he just literally came over. Like, I'm in this public place with people. And I thought it'd be fun, like, sneak over here and let's just check each other out. While people that, I mean, I'm around people that I know, you know, and I'm like doing this right under everybody's nose, which I just love to do. I have a devious streak. I can't help it. Like, I think I get off on that shit, you know, like I'm sitting there trying to be prim and proper. And here comes this fucking stud. I mean, I don't know who else to, I just don't know what else to say. Like, here comes this stud. Like, if you wanted athletes, like if you wanted to breed with some guy and get some athlete kids, some D1 ranked superstars, I mean, like, that's your guy right there. And I love that shit. Like, that masculine, just like, yes, my cavewoman brain just goes crazy for guys like this. I mean, they're so hot. He is hot. I know you guys are probably, I'm sorry, I'm gushing here, but you know, I was stepping away from my friends and I'm like, okay, meet me by the bathroom. Cause we saw each other from a distance. So I'm like, I'm going to walk over to the bathroom. And I had to go to the bathroom anyway. So I go in the bathroom and I come out and he's sitting on this table and right outside of the bathroom. And I look up and I see him and I was just like, you know, that moment where you're like, fuck me. I am so going to fuck this guy. He is hot and I want him. Like, I want him. Right now, I think if I wasn't around people that I knew and I could have gotten away, if I wasn't doing my regular, like regular life stuff, oh yeah, I would have been like, I would have done him in my car or something. I mean, I don't know. I would not have wanted him to leave without me having, getting my hands on him. But anyway, so back to the punishments. Do you see how I get like, I get all enamored and fired up. Mm-hmm. I just can't help it. I cannot help it. And I can't believe that this guy puts his cock in a cage for me. Like, I really, oh, my life is so much fun. I can't believe it. I mean, sometimes I have to pinch myself. Like, I really cannot believe it. Like, this fucking stud wants to put his cock in a cage and deny himself and let me be in control of his orgasms. How fucking hot is that? It's just hot. I mean, there's no other way to explain it. A gorgeous guy wants to let me be in control of his orgasms. And now this gorgeous guy is letting me punish him for being naughty. And he's going to take his punishment like a man. Like, he's not pissing and moaning about it. He's like, whatever. I have to do. Whatever you need, we'll make it right. So I've got to come up with some good punishments. And if you guys can think of any, please do not hold back. Like, I know my listeners. I know you guys are creative and a little devious. If you listen to me and you like me, I know you'll have some good ideas for me. So please don't hesitate. Do not be shy. Email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, or my favorite thing, guys, the easiest thing, just drop me a super quick voicemail. Go to my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and there's a pink tab on the right-hand side of every single page. Just says, leave me a voicemail and click on that. You've got 5 minutes. I would love a 5 minute, like I would love so many ideas that you'd have to go 5 minutes, but just drop me a quick line and say, this is what you should do to this guy. Like, what? I know there's deviousness out there. I know my listeners have it in them. Come on, guys, do not hold back. I want your suggestions. And then of course, I'll have another episode. And I'll tell you what, if you guys send me these, here's the deal. Send me these ideas. I will pick some. And the next time I'm with him, I'm gonna write these down, right? I'm gonna have them ready. And when I'm doing it, like, let's say Marie says, you know, stick a really big butt plug in his ass. I won't tell him it's going to happen, but I'm going to say, this is from Marie. And this is what Marie thinks of you getting some vacation pussy behind my back. Boom, big ass butt plug. This could be a lot of fun. Of course, I'll be recording this, guys. And, you know, I'll share little outtakes. I'll share some audio if it's good. I'll share some audio of me dispensing my punishments. Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you're having a great day. I hope it got just a little bit better. I hope you laughed a little bit with me. And I hope I've got your mind and your wheels turning about what type of punishments we can do with Nico. All right, everyone. Well, love you guys so, so much. It makes my day, really, to sit down and record this stuff for you. I hope you enjoy it. Everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.